This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
It's ridiculously that we need legislation to stop lunatic Democrats from doxing ICE agents.
Yeah.
Just had an interview with one on Fox News, and he was saying, listen, my wife is always home with my three kids. He said, we've had to spend $1,000 on security cameras. We're scared to death that, he didn't say this, but one of these liberal lunatics is going to find our house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a legitimate concern. I mean, they've been ambushed by shooters, Democrat shooters, Antifa shooters in the parking lot. So, by the way, listen to this. This is just, why is this necessarily necessary? Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem put out a list of groups that now have these doxing sites where they dox ICE officers, ICE agents. I'm not going to list what they are, but listen to the information they share. Agents' names, photos, home addresses, and even details about their spouses and children. These groups are said to compile information from open source intelligence shared through encrypted messaging platforms and also posting flyers in the officers' neighborhoods. Some sites also invite users to upload images, names, social media profiles, and locations of suspected ICE personnel. This is outrage. We don't do this to police officers. The left has lost their mind.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we shouldn't be doing this to any public employee or official.
No, and the problem is the left is so good at using the fulcrums of power
right.
in this country
yeah.
to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
As a reporter, I can tell you, I mean, I use FOIA every week. The idea of not being able to know who officers are, who are working in our community, that's not going to work. That's China. That's who that is, right?
Yeah.
But it's always worked before because Americans were pretty decent people. And so you could know the name of the officer. In fact, most officers wear their last name, like, say, police officers, right there, you know, pinned on your chest. Democrats are using that to try to get him killed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the way is around that. We can't have them be secret police. Believe me, we don't want Democrats inheriting secret police. I can't even imagine what they do with that.
Well, if this is going to go forward, then anytime I see someone in a protest with a mask on, every single person there ought to be arrested.
Yeah.
Every single person ought to be arrested that's walking around with a mask on covering their face. If you're going to require, you know, this openness from law enforcement, who many work undercover to begin with, then the same should be held true for the public citizens who are trying to conceal their identity in public. You know, I walk around in public. I don't care that there's facial recognition. I don't care. I mean, I care, but there's little I'm going to do about it because there are cameras watching my vehicle go everywhere between here in Greenville and my home in Anderson County. But you know what? I'm there. That's me. I mean, you know, unless you've got a camera looking into the vehicle, you really can't tell who's driving. You can see that vehicle that I'm listed as a registered owner and taxpayer of is on that street or highway. But, You know, but this whole thing about trying to, you know, get law enforcement to unmask themselves, there's only one end reason for this, and that is to intimidate law enforcement.
Yeah, and the reason it's happening right now is they know Trump just got $170 billion and the ability to hire 10,000 more ICE agents, and they want to make it hard to find those ICE agents.
Exactly, yeah.
Through a campaign of, quite frankly, terror.
Terror, exactly. You are exactly right. This is an act of informational terrorism.
All of it aimed at keeping their shadow electorate,
right,
40 to 50 million strong, here in the country to outvote us.
Right.
It's the craziest civil war ever, but it is a civil war. Meanwhile, while we're talking about immigration, I didn't do enough on this when it happened last week. Microsoft firing 6,000 employees, 3,000 engineers, turning right around and applying for thousands of visas for Indian foreign workers for the exact job titles they just fired. They're HB1 visas.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. That is not the deal. That is not, we don't have enough American workers. We need to hire some people. That's not cool.
Yeah, they want cheaper foreign labor.
They do. And look, we need to fix the entire visa system as well. It's obviously very broken. And do you realize this? I meant to make a bigger deal out of this stat too. I didn't realize this. Do you realize 40 million foreigners work in America right now?
Really?
It is that number is, I had no idea it was that high. That is outrageous. Can you imagine what American wages would be without them?
Yeah. Yeah, they would definitely be higher.
Much higher.
And hopefully our unemployment insurance benefits would be much lower because you would have full employment, true full employment.
Well, another day, another good deed by the Department of Justice. Yes, I know a lot of people, including me, are frustrated with Pam Bondi. However, when you look at the wins this Justice Department is notching day after day after day after day, it becomes obvious in Trump's last term, he didn't have an attorney general.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, no
he question. Really didn't, if you think about it. I mean, because they sidelined, crazy Rip Van Sessions.
Yeah. Well, he sidelined himself.
Yeah, he sidelined himself. They're like, you touched a Russian once in a greeting line, even though if you didn't know him, you got to sideline yourself. And he said, okay. And then Marxist liberals, Democrats took over the agency. Trump didn't have anyone he could trust to fight. You know, if you think about it, very few people in America, I mean, you know, probably 20, 30 people are actually capable of running the Department of Justice. I mean, it's big, it's massive. You've got to have large bureaucratic management skills. And to be able, to her credit, Pam Bondi's gotten so much trash this week, and I dealt some of it, right? I did.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But nobody, I mean, there are very few people who can handle the load of lawsuits that she is doing successfully. When you look at what she's accomplished, she is redefining, or whoever is working for her, maybe she's just a mouthpiece, I don't know. But whoever Trump has in place is literally redefining the American presidency. Here's just an example from today of just one of their victories. Department of Justice fined a Mississippi-based company for favoring foreign workers on H-2A visas over American job applicants. You are only supposed to be giving these visas when you have advertised the job and you can't find anybody.
Boy, doesn't that sound like something that a Democrat administration would have been doing?
Should have
years
been.
Years ago.
Used to be.
Used to be, yeah.
DOJ announced a settlement agreement with H-2A Complete 2 Inc., a Mississippi firm that specializes in funneling foreign H-2A visa workers into United States farms after the department's prosecutors found that Americans were being discriminated against. I told you, this is what we saw at the meat processing plant in Nebraska.
Yeah.
As soon as the owner found out he wasn't going to be able to be involved anymore in the discrimination scheme.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And also in the tax evasion scheme, and he had to hire Americans. He said, okay, I'm opening the job. They filled the jobs.
Yeah.
People were sitting there the next day filling an application. Oh, cool. You're going to hire Americans now. Yeah. Now that you can't tax evade. I'm telling you, they'll hire Americans. They will. This is how J.D. Vance and Donald Trump got a 1.7% increase in blue collar worker wages in 6 months. It can be done. 40 million. Let's cut it to 20. We don't need them. We don't. This has just been a way of theft, of robbery of wages. But anyway, you see this. They're now in a settlement agreement, massive fine by Pam Bondi, Department of Justice. What happens? Well, you can't sue every company, but it doesn't matter. They become afraid because being managed by the Department of Justice and getting fined by them is miserable.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is, you're beginning to see the war on visas and the turning around so things benefit mainstream America. But we've just not to win after win after win. I mean, shoot. Yeah, do you realize in the entire history of this country, whether the president could fire people in executive agencies that Congress has, you know, allocated the money to hire or to pay, mm-hmm. it's never been adjudicated.
Yeah.
It's never been argued in court. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Trump is redefining the presidency. They won that 8-1, and now he's gutting the Department of Education.
Well, no president has been challenged on anything like that before.
Because they never really tried it. Right. I mean, there wasn't a reason to. We're broke now.
Well, Republicans just don't go to the courts at the drop of a hat to try and challenge something a president does.
I know. So, and there's that too. So, I mean, we've notched win after win after win. Remember what the first Trump administration was like when Trump, and you can see the difference, really didn't have anybody really working for him inside the DOJ. And I mean, that Trump was forced for almost a year of his presidency to use Obama's open border policies. That's how badly we got beaten.
Yeah.
And look where we are this week. Trump is so confident. He's just dropping people off in third world countries where they might or might not get tortured. How much he's winning.
It was hilarious in Pennsylvania yesterday where he was talking about the whole immigration situation. He said is down to zero. He says, I don't even believe it's at zero, but that's what they're telling me.
You know what? I'm not surprised. Why would you come here? It's hopeless and it's pointless. And for the first time this week, I really started thinking, you know, we may deport all 12 million that Joe Biden sent here. We might get that done because a lot of them are self-deporting. Now you're finding out you can be picked up and with 6 hours notice sent to a third country that isn't even yours and good luck getting home. Or, hey, we got the CPB One app. We'll buy you a free ticket and here's $1,000 for when you land. What are you going to I'm telling you, go see a million self-deport. Yeah. You're going to. He is winning and winning and winning and winning. And that takes a really good crew at the DOJ, and he's got it for the first time.
It's just a pretty much a reversal of what the Biden administration was doing. The Biden administration was incentivizing coming into this country illegally. The Trump administration is incentivizing legally leaving this country. I mean, that's the way you do it. I mean, it's the marketplace at work.
Yeah. And I mean, so many other legal victories that we're winning. I mean, and when you look at the ambition, the scale of the ambition now, because when you win these cases that didn't seem winnable before, now Trump's like, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to redo the census before the 2026 election. Go for it.
Yeah, please.
Hey, I think I'm going to redraw all those districts in Texas, get ourselves five of the ones the Democrats stole from us using the census.
Well, and as you pointed out, U.S. Census Bureau admitted the numbers were inaccurate. There should have been some differences in the House apportionments.
That was the crazy thing. We didn't even know they had committed mass fraud to get the Democrats, you know, roughly 5 to 6 more congressional seats, steal them from red states, give them to blue states, until the census admitted it. Yeah. That was the crazy part. 200 people committed fraud to accomplish this. Oh, come on. They didn't coordinate? Nah, they just all happen to commit fraud on behalf of the Democrats. Yeah. Sure, okay. Right. Hey, there's a lawsuit right there. But this is a DOJ capable of handling it. I mean, to get those nationwide injunctions stopped, all of it in under 6 months, I don't know who's doing this. I'd love to, is this Pam Bondi coordinating all these cases? Is this somebody working for her and she's just the mouthpiece? I don't know, but I think that's why you see Trump freak out when somebody talks about or trashes Bondi this week. I'm not excusing it, okay? I'm not happy about the terrible thing that Trump wrote. It's not cool. It wasn't smart.
No.
But at the same time, I think he's like, no, I'm finally winning.
But I will say he's gotten a lot better at not issuing things like this lately in this administration. And the first one, of course, when you consider how much he was having to fight the people that were in the federal government to get anything done, you know, you can sort of see why. But now at least he's been less likely to put out some of these shooting in the foot mean tweets, I guess, or social media. Truth Socials? Yeah.
Yeah. We are not the enemy. We're not.
Yeah.
And that was a massive gaffe. Yeah. It was a huge temper tantrum. He needs to pull himself together.
Yep.
Not happy about that. But at the same time, when you look at just the enormity of just the wins this week,
yeah.
I mean, just the wins this week, I didn't expect for us to get in the entire Trump agenda.
Instead of the Truth Social media post, just please just get another Diet Coke and a Big Mac, okay?
Yes. One without high fructose corn syrup, preferably. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.